Welcome back to the University Radio Bath's coverage of the 2024 Student Union Officer elections. I'm joined by Christian Williams, who is standing to be the Student Activities Officer. So hello, Christian. Tell us more about yourself and why you want to run for the role of SU Activities Officer.
Hi, so I'm Christian. I'm a final year physics student and I'm running to be Activities Officer to provide more activities around campus, whether that's music and arts events, inter-society events, and finally just improving a few things around campus such as sustainability efforts and communications.
Brilliant. So you've summed up quite nicely there why you want to run for the position. Tell me a bit more about, you know, your history within activities at the university.
So I'm actually in a band. I've spent a lot of time in Music Sock performing, and I've also helped out organising the previous two Lime Tree Music Nights, as well as the upcoming one. So from all that experience and the connections through Music Sock and backstage, I think I'll be able to achieve setting up some more music events around campus to bring some more life. And yeah, the same with all the other arts as well, because I feel like a lot of people I've spoken to would like to get into the arts, and there are the options of Feel Good Friday, those sort of events already going on. But some people still aren't willing to take that step sometimes.
Yeah, and where do you feel sort of the arts culture at the university is currently, you know, the amount of people doing it, and how do you feel you try and get people involved with that and encouraged to go out there and join things such as the Drama Sock, the Music Sock?
So one of my main goals to promote these more arts-based events is combining them with other societies, such as maybe with the Tabletop Society organising some sort of miniatures painting event. There's various other ideas I've got right now, but it's a long list. I don't want to go too far into it, of inter-society events.
Yeah, okay, brilliant. And so tell us more about your main policies if you were to be elected.
So yeah, the main policy is, again, organising more events, improving campus sustainability efforts, whether that's improving the number of bins that are around campus and in key locations, such as the lake could do with a food bin, for example. There's plenty of buildings around campus that need more water fountains. And just in general, giving more incentives for students to use more sustainable... Sorry, I'm not sure how to word it now.
Yeah, no, I understand what you mean. Obviously, the university's got certain environmental and sustainability targets. It's about making us as students encouraged to, you know, take up these sustainable routes more often and in what we're doing. Would you try and really hold the university to account? Would you get into regular dialogue with them about how we can make, you know, the student union and the community more sustainable?
So yeah, it would be into getting in regular dialogue with them and finding out what areas need improvement and how we can entice more people into taking up these sustainability efforts, such as maybe promotions with the exchange coffee cups or the exchange pizza boxes at Lime Tree, for example.
Yeah, okay, so obviously there's a current committee now, and I believe David Lamb is our activities officer. What do you think he's done well? What do you think the current committee's done well? But also, what would you aim to improve on? What would you like to see change?
I mean, yeah, over my 3-4 years spent on campus now, I have seen sustainability efforts increase a lot, such as most people nowadays are carrying around an exchange coffee cup. And of course, in the past few months, they've introduced pizza boxes at Lime Tree. But I feel like some people aren't always as enticed to do that, would rather just have a throwaway coffee cup. So I think they just need, I want to try and introduce more incentives to go for the more sustainable options instead.
Definitely, and there's plenty of innovative things that, I mean, students could come up with. There was the Invictus Games recently, where I believe students came up with lots of different ideas about, you know, how we could adopt more sustainable thinking at the university. Have you got anything from your personal experience of doing physics that you think will be particularly relevant for that environmental work?
Um, Sorry, I'm just trying to rack my head on that.
Yeah, no worries.
From physics, not particularly. Although throughout my life, I have taken part organizing or assisting in various events and charity events, some of which have been litter picking, for example.
But you feel like, you know, it's giving you a good grounding, and you're a well-regarded member of the student community, so obviously that will help as well. And tell us a bit more about your campaign. You know, who's helping you to organise all this? What ideas have you got for it so far?
So a lot of my friends are helping out on my campaign team, and they're helping me reach out to plenty of people, especially in music soccer's. If I do get in and I get to organise these music events, I'm going to be working with Music Soccer and backstage a lot. One of the other things I briefly mentioned earlier was improving communications. That is because some of my good friends are in the PhysOc committee, and they pointed out to me that there could be methods to improve the communication between committees and the SU, such as little brochures or posters to help simplify who they need to talk to about what things.
Yeah, definitely. So plenty of ideas for that campaign. And that all obviously starts on sort of Monday, next Monday, 4th of March. Polls open on Tuesday, 5th of March, which is when this will be released. But let's sort of go back and look particularly at the role of activities officer. And part of that role is organising lots of different fairs for students to go to. And I know one was organised recently, the Multicultural Fair. Mm-hmm. What ideas do you almost have over that to make campus sort of a really inclusive place where all the efforts of students are showcased, and things like the Multicultural Fair can make, for example, our international community feel more welcome?
So with the Multicultural Fair, for example, I think one of my main ideas would be, again, involving societies a lot more, such as if it were Music Soc, for example, maybe get some more culture-themed musicians in. Sorry, I was going to say something, I've forgotten what I was going to say.
Yeah, no worries at all. But yeah, so obviously lots of different roles that this entails. What would you look forward to most about being activities officer? And what would really be the one thing that you go, yeah, I want to come in and I want to change that?
It would definitely be providing students more opportunities to relax while still, well, not losing out too much time on studying. Because I feel like a lot of the people I know have spent all of their semesters studying and then only relaxing in the 1 week of intersemester break. So being able to provide those activities, even if it's just small things dotted around campus in the middle of the day, should be able to boost morale.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for coming on the radio, Christian. It's been very interesting to speak to you. And yeah, we wish you all the best with your campaign. For our listeners out there, the polls open, as we've said, on Tuesday, 5th of March. So remember, cast your vote, take a look through the activities candidates. And yeah, Tuesday, 5th of March is the date. So save it, guys.
Yeah, thank you very much.